HAW mobile.
4HKX mobile.
Get home by now. 34DJW mobile.
Home, I'm having to go back out now.
Just normal air and stuff. There's a guy with three antennas on his car. In front of it. Well, one of them's a GPS antenna. It looks like a 2 meter, and I don't know what the other one looks like, a ham stick.
It was a green 90s model Suburban. But no, I'm having to go out and get a battery for the wife's car. It went dead this morning. She had to
come home. Talking about that this morning. Said her battery was working and then it wasn't. It was fine and then it's not. I guess some of them go like that. Well, I'm glad you know what it is now anyway.
Yeah, the problem is there where I park my tool truck, they sell batteries. So I asked them to set me a battery out for the wife's Escape. 2010 V6. Well, the one they set out is too tall. Just because if I can make it work doesn't mean that I ought to, because now I won't have the hold down brackets.
I had my truck that way for a while, and then Nathan worked on my truck and he got me a new battery, and he got the right size and it fits perfect. It's a whole lot better when you don't have to do anything to make it fit.
I'm probably a little overboard. I've got to where I just absolutely despise aftermarket parts. But if it had said, oh, I don't have the right one, I would have picked up one while I was down in South Carolina, and no big deal. But since they go with the motto, oh, we got something, we can make it work, I'm not that guy. I don't make it work if I can help it. That's a last-ditch effort to get me home so I can fix it properly.
A rule to go by, because my battery was a pain until Nathan put the right battery in it. It was in my truck that I've had since 1996, and it was a pain for the whole time I had it, because it would move around, and I'd have to jump a lawnmower off of it sometimes. So I didn't have a battery just floating around for that. And, you know, you'd be afraid it's going to slide over, or that clamp is going to fall off, and the negative post is going to, or the positive post hit something metal. It's just, your policy is a whole lot better. Get the one that fits. Get the one that's made for it and be done with it, and don't worry about it.
I'm going to have to go to town and buy another battery and give him his back tomorrow. And it's just a whole big process that could have been avoided.
At least you're going to get it right in the end. Well, I turned off in that Chevrolet, I guess it's a SUV, I guess. Some kind of, anyway, he went straight. So there's some ham that lives up there that has a gold Chevrolet SUV. I think he's got a 2 meter, 70 centimeter, and it looked like maybe a 6 meter or a 10 meter ham stick on it.
A guy running around in a Greer Taylor's area there with a dark green Suburban, and he's got three big old antennas on top of his. So I was wondering if that's the one you were seeing.
No, I know that one. I've seen him around a good bit, too. I think somebody even took a picture of his. He's a guy that's in the Greer Club. When you go to the Greer Club meetings in the parking lot, you'll see that vehicle parked in that parking lot. So I don't know who in there it is, but I know about that one. But this wasn't that guy. That guy's big. He's got big coils on the bottom of his antennas. They're all HF. He must be doing like close to a kilowatt, if not more, mobile.
Probably just got the antennas for it, but because you go putting a kilowatt of power into mobile, and you're going to have more than just one battery and one alternator.
Check into the freewheelers net or not. It's a little bit up or down from the single sideband net. Anyway, I used to be a member. You check into it once, they make you a member of the Freewheelers Club, whatever it is. And there's a guy, did a YouTube video, and he was standing outside of his car with his HF antenna on his trunk, and he was holding a fluorescent beam in his hand, a fluorescent light bulb, like about a 4 foot fluorescent light bulb in his hand, and he was walking around talking to you, doing a YouTube video and talking to you, and hold that fluorescent tube up next to his kilowatt output on this vertical on the trunk of his car, and the fluorescent bulb was as bright as it could be, and it would pulse with his words that he spoke.
Advantage with your your voice, how much power you're putting out there.
Exactly. Yeah, as he talked louder, or he'd say, like, hello. And when he said hello, it'd get really bright.
Semis with those striker antennas on them that light up when they can. It's a neat novelty, but I just don't see the point in something like that.
I was demonstrating that he was outputting, like, over a kilowatt. He's probably, he might have even been outputting 2 kilowatts. I don't know. Anyway, that's nice to see somebody else do, but I don't want all the headaches that come with that. I'd rather go a lot further on 10 watts than, you know, across the state on 1,000 watts.
The radiant radiation, you know, RF radiation out on that is just unbelievable.
Yep, you can get headaches from that. I've done that before with 2.4 gigahertz running 90 watts on a 2.4 gigahertz effective radiated power in the same room. That'll give you a headache. I know that by experience. Anyway, good luck with your battery. I am pulling in the driveway and I caught two birds at Zaxby's and go inside and skin them and eat them. Anyway, have a good evening. Talk to you later. KL4HKX, W4DJW.
Enjoy that yard bird, and I will talk to you on down the log, KL4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.